Hello, podcasters. It's Dave. Welcome to the Rush Hour podcast. A little exclusive hello for you. Hello. Fun show, as always. I asked for your unconventional selfies, which I'll be just completely honest. I wasn't thrilled with how it went. I really should have just thought it through a bit more. It was a busy day. I went down to Scarborough this morning because I had to do a little interview with an NRL player, which I know nothing about. I was actually born in Newcastle, which is real NRL heartland, but we moved to Perth when I was a little kid, so I've only ever been raised with AFL. So I had to, I spent all morning sort of prepping for this interview to sound like I knew what I was saying, and that took up half my day. So today's show, you know, it was by the seat of my pants. Had a lot of fun though. So I did talk about the giant faces in Coburn, which have been taken down. Above the train station. You might have seen him from the Kwinana. They were always weird and confusing. We also had another edition of the Rush Hour's Arvo Pick Me Up. So you can find out if someone answered with a yawn. And before we get into the podcast, here's a quick little fun fact, just to make this exclusive podcast message not just me waffling on for a couple of minutes. I mean, it is that, but also you get this fun fact. All humans develop a tail in the womb that eventually dissolves. Enjoy the show.
The Rush Hour with Dave Ferrier. Weekday arvos from 3 on Mix 94.5.
Coming up on the Rush Hour as well, I'm talking unconventional selfies. I've got another $500 to give away with Rush Hour's Arvo Pick Me Up and a voucher to go to a lovely restaurant here in Perth, in South Perth. I can't remember the name. I'll find that out for you.
This is the Rush Hour Catch-Up with Dave Ferrier.
And I've got some bad news for art lovers of Perth. Those are giant faces above Coburn train station. They're gone.
Goodbye, my lover. Goodbye, my friend.
Yeah, after 13 years of confusing motorists on the Kwinana, are they missing persons? Are they people who passed away? Those giant faces are finally gone. It was it wasn't exactly popular. I'd say it was divisive. Even at one point, a guy started a petition to have them removed.
That is the worst piece of public art I have ever seen. I thought, I've got to do something about this.
But despite the calls to have it removed, turns out the only art critic that mattered was the Sun. Because if you've been past there in recent years, you would have seen the images started to crack and degrade as sun damage took its toll. So finally, just quietly removed in the last 24 hours and still up for debate what's going to replace it. A few front runners, a quokka selfie. The Bell Tower Times suggested a photo of Tony Gallardi. Could be quite popular. And I might even suggest a photo of Mad Dog for those who know who Mad Dog is. So, yep, they're gone. It's goodbye, Valet, that public artwork, the giant faces.
Goodbye, my lover.
And it's a timely reminder that even artwork in Perth needs to slip, slop, slap to avoid the sun damage.
Mix 94.5's Rush Hour.
$500 just for answering your phone with a yawn instead of hello. If you want to win that, head to mix.com.au, register for the Rush Hour's Arvo Pick Me Up. It's with Macca's. McCafe has a new real coffee shake, so every day I am calling someone. If they answer with a yawn, they win $500. Register, mix.com.au. Head into McCafe to try their new indulgent real coffee shake. For a real coffee treat, grab a real coffee shake at McCafe at participating restaurants only.
The Rush Hour Catch-Up with Dave Ferrier.
I want to know about your unconventional selfies. Did you get a selfie with someone or something that's a little out of the ordinary? Because you can now get a selfie with Nickers, that 6'4", 1.5-ton, internationally famed steer who is remembered for taking the world by storm when it was revealed he was too big for the abattoir. Remember that photo of the giant, well, what I thought was a cow, and it went super crazy viral all over the world?
Holy cow. Sweet Jesus.
So big, social media can't stop sharing.
Well, Nickers, internationally famous steer, you can now get a selfie with him. You can now get a selfie with him because he's making an appearance at the Brunswick Agricultural Show here in WA, where for a gold coin donation, you can get a selfie with Nickers. Go on, Nickers, smile for us. There we go. Got it. So 1-3-3-5-3, did you get an unconventional selfie like you would if you got one with Nickers, an internet-famous giant steer? I mean, if you saw Liam Hemsworth on the street, of course, you get a selfie with him. That's a normal selfie. That's a conventional selfie. I want to hear about people who got a selfie with someone or something a little out of the ordinary and why?
This is the Rush Hour Catch-Up with Dave Ferrier.
I want to know about your unconventional selfies, your weird selfies, because if you go to the Brunswick Agricultural Show, Southeast WA this weekend, you can get a selfie with Nickers, that 6'4", 1.5-ton steer that went viral about a year ago because there was a photo just showing how gigantic it is. If you go there, pay a gold coin donation, you can get a selfie with Nickers, because you're famous, aren't you, Nickers? Yeah, you know you are. So I'm 133353. Unconventional selfies, weird selfies. Emma in Hall's Head, you got a picture with someone you assumed was famous. Turns out you were wrong. What happened?
Well, it was at my son's football wind-up presentation night, and the commentator for it looked like the news presenter on the footy show that gives you the update. So we took a photo and then his friends came over and said it happens all the time. So it was a bit of a laugh.
So he played along and went, sure, I'll get a selfie with you. And then his friends came over and broke the news to you.
Yes, they did indeed.
Did you hit delete straight away or have you still got it?
No, I saved it.
The Rush Hour Catch-Up with Dave Ferrier.
On the Rush Hour, it's Mix 94.5's Argo Pick Me Up.
Oh, yeah! Oh, the dreaded afternoon slump. When that when it just seems like I've got no energy left, I need something to get me through to the end of the day. Well, that thing could be the McCafe Real Coffee Shake. It is brand new. You can say goodbye to that afternoon slump. To celebrate, I'm giving away $500 every day plus a bunch of McCafe vouchers, but only to people who really need that pick-me-up. If that's you, register at mix.com.au because I could be calling you. If you answer with a yawn, you win. Let's do it now. I'm going to make a call.
Hello.
Pat, I'm not sure if that was a yawn or a giant sigh, but either way, you sound like you need to pick me up. You've won $500. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much.
The Rush Hour